David Willey on another one of Hens's 57 varieties.
Now, as this for a story, a last-minute kiss between a departing couple brought New Jersey's Newark Airport to a virtual standstill. It's not fully clear what happened, but it appears that a 28-year-old man walked into a secure area to kiss his girlfriend goodbye. The man has been charged with defiant trespass.
Well, we'll hear from one person in a moment who believes that everyone is reacting hysterically to the planned Christmas Day bombing of a Detroit-bound plane, which has led to a revamp of airline security and U.S. intelligence agencies. That allegation is nothing new when it comes to American comedians.
Every airport, check them. What is it? No, it's not funny. So people that don't even work at the airport, they're just in line. Check them.
Lady, put the lotion down.
Yeah, I accidentally brought my nail clippers. Should I just hand them into you or what?
Wrong guy with clippers!
God, what are you doing? If your ass is darker than khaki, you getting searched.
Have your bags been in your possession the whole time? No. Usually the night before I travel, just as the moon is rising, I place my suitcases out on the street corner and leave them there unattended for several hours.
Don't say you haven't thought that too. Kevin Costler blogs for opednews.com. Tom Hagler asked what he thinks of the current climate surrounding airport security.
I think it's very knee-jerk, and a lot of it, I find, stems from the Republican Party elements that seem to dominate the news media. We don't hear a lot of suggestions on how to respond to the botched Christmas bomber. We don't hear any suggestions coming from Democrats, or we don't hear much from Obama. So filling the void were a lot of knee-jerk Republican reactions.
And what were those reactions? What were these knee-jerk reactions?
There was a Republican who wanted to suggest that the U.S. should strip search every Muslim that came into the country. You've now got a congressman in South Carolina who would like to deport immigrants, Iranians, Nigerians, people who are from these countries that are on the terror list.
Right, so you're saying there's a reaction of hysteria, are you, amongst the politicians, as well as what, the media and public?
I say it's mostly fueled by the media because they would rather have that conversation about reacting rather than really questioning why it is that we need to up the security levels in the airport.
But isn't the argument that, you know, with this Christmas Day bomber, the attempted bomb on Christmas Day, that security does need to be tightened? They do, you know, they're going to spend $1 billion plus on these super duper airport scanners. Is that not needed?
It's not exactly the answer, because the security exists to prevent the terrorists from attacking the United States, and putting in more security and putting in more barriers to people doesn't actually change the fact that there are going to be individuals in these countries that are terribly upset with the policies of the American government.
Right, so you're basically saying tackle it at source if you can, but I presume the American government would say they are trying to tackle it at source in Afghanistan and Pakistan and so on.
The policies that happen in American airports, I'm sensing, are being implemented in other countries because they feel like they have to go along with what the American policy is, because what our homeland security ideas are so pervasive. I mean, you saw a German going on a family vacation who basically had to cancel his vacation because he was joking about having explosives in his underwear.
And we've all been tempted to say that. Tom Hagler talking to Kevin Costner.